Hello there. That was a close one. I apologize, my head must have slipped. Are you always so quick to hit a woman just over a light touch of your ass? Good boy. Reflexes like that are often good to have, especially for one as handsome and delectable as you. No turning around, and no making a sound either. That is, unless you want a bullet in your head and your brains on the floor. That's right, good boy. Value your life, I see. Seems my instincts haven't failed me yet. How rude of me. I've yet to introduce myself. I'm afraid I can't give you a name, but I believe you might have heard of me. Does the term shadow rapist mean anything to you? Ah, so you've heard of me then. See, funny thing about media these days, they come up with the silliest, most ridiculous names for things to draw interest. Shadow rapist? Really? Sure, I've never been caught, I've never been seen, and I've never left evidence behind. But I'm not some kind of rape ninja. I'm simply good at what I do. Still, it does have a nice ring to it, doesn't it? I said no moving. Didn't I? You know, that is so typical of you. Trying to leave before I finish talking. Such a typical man. I should have expected that. I really must thank you, though, for picking this convenient corner of the room. Nice and dark. Near the room speakers so that the music is loud enough not to draw attention. Guys like you really do make my hobby a lot easier, you know. So I want you to tell me, how does this gun feel? Does it feel good? It's a Rochford 34 with a fitted silencer. It's really one of my favorites. Nice and light. Real good trigger on it, too. I haven't actually had to use it yet on one of my victims, but I'm not opposed to making you my first. What with all the music playing, no one will hear the shot. And by the time someone sober enough realizes that you're not sleeping comes by, I'll be long gone. As I've said, I know what I'm doing. But I'd really rather not align myself with such messy affairs. After all, you really do have such a sexy, sexy body. One of the best I've seen, actually. Toned muscles, such a well-built, statuesque shape, honest eyes, and an aura of defiance. Even now, with me in your ear, it's a wonder that you've been ignored for so long. Perhaps that very defiance that keeps women away. They fear a man with power, with enough willpower. Me? I thrive on it. Most of the guys I've taken have been rather weak-willed, so eager to shout, to give in. But you? No, you're not like that, are you? I knew that from the moment I laid eyes upon you. And to tell you the truth, I'm a little scared myself, and that turned me on immensely. Oh, yes, you'll do perfectly for what I have in mind. So here's how this is gonna go down. One of these days, I'm gonna take you. You might just be strolling down the street to meet a friend, or perhaps you'll be in a club not unlike this one. Maybe you've had one too many beers and you start to feel a little sleepy. You'd be surprised how well sedatives work. Whatever the case may be, you can be rest assured that I will be there to assist. You're gonna wake up bound and chained. Probably naked, but that depends on my mood, really. Do you like being gagged? No answer? Well, I guess we're gonna have to find out. Anyway, you're not gonna go anywhere once I have you. And who knows how long I'll keep you there? Days, weeks. It doesn't really make a difference to me. I'll have you when I am good, ready, and wet. When I'm ready, I'll come down to you. I'll walk up to your savory body, and I'll take a nice long taste along your neck. Don't worry, I'll be gentle first. A few kisses here and there. I'll take a nice whiff of your cologne. Sandalwood, I take it, with a hint of musk. My, a man of taste. You'll feel my hands along your body, surveying you like my eyes never could. Soft skin, a muscle here, a muscle there. The familiar sensation of a hardened nipple. I pinch it, and you whimper with sensitivity. I take a taste, and you squirm as much as your chains allow. Are you struggling from fear or pleasure, I wonder? A bite pulling at your nipples, and you struggle more. My hand continues down your body and finds your cock rigid with hardness. So you are enjoying this, aren't you? Good boy. I'll tease you up and down along the tip, determined to make you enjoy it. Your body aches and squirms, and your delicious cock is getting hard for me. An exasperated moan escapes your lips as I wrap my hands around you. And with my hands, I fuck you harder, faster, until I'm sure you're about to come. Then I stop. I let you come down from your little high without coming. I'll let you on. First with my hands, then with my tongue, soaking up all of your delicious pre-cum. A few herbs of this, then I'll go. Maybe you'll come tomorrow. Perhaps the day after. A week? I could keep you as long as I wanted. I could touch myself over you and scorch streams upon streams of my juices, making you the strong-willed, handsome man into my filthy little fuck toy. And when I'm done defiling you, I'll force you to let me ride you for that orgasm you've so desperately been waiting for. I'll ride and I'll ride, forcing your cock into me, not because you want it, because your body wants it. Because I forced your body to want mine. You'll be sick and disgusted with it. But you'll want to come. And you will come, as will I, all over your hard, thick, throbbing cock. All that delicious, tasty nectar you've been saving up, it'll be all mine, and I'll be all yours. Wouldn't you just love that? I know I will. And you'll grow to love it as well. We might do that a few more times. A few more weeks of edging you on, whittling you away, breaking you down, making you want me and desire me. All because you want to come. It'll be fun. At least until I get bored with you. Or until I kill you. And I'll go find some other innocent boy to occupy my time and affections. Oh, don't you give me that face. You'll die happy. After all, I'll let you come first, won't I? By now, you're probably asking yourself, why is this crazy bitch telling me all this? Well, I'll be honest with you here. It's because I'm bored. It's so easy to just snatch a gullible guy just like you and have my way with him. But that's become awfully boring to me. And it makes the hunt no fun. Sometimes I want the prey to bite back. To give me a challenge. And make me earn my prize. Which is why I'm here tonight. To inform you that you are my prey. And that I will have you. Rest assured, little mouse. It won't be tonight. It probably won't be even tomorrow. But the day will come. And so will I. I will hunt you. And I will catch you. No matter what you do. No matter who you turn to. I do trust that you'll give me a good chase, won't you? I can already imagine how hot you'll look with bared fangs. You know what the best part about all of this? That no matter how much your mind is saying no to this, your body is turned on right now, isn't it? You're getting hot and bothered by my voice, breathing in your ear, hearing about all the pleasure before the pain. It's actually fucking wonderful. No matter how much you try to fight it, deep inside, you're just as sick as I am. Such a delicious sin. I'm tempted to take you now, but I'll take my leave. Thank you for listening. The hunt is on.